Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wish I could see you face to face again, so we could sit down and chop it up, friend to friend. You would have shared your experience and how life's been. I would have told you how my life changed inside of the pen. You might have offered me a smoke and I'd have turned you down. You might have thought I was a joke and I was playing around. But I'm sure we reminisce about the things we did and how we got through the hard times we lived as kids. So you know, it would have been good to see you and tell you about some good news I got, and that the Lord's trying to reach you, and that it's always been about the blood, but nothing like the gang that you bang. Put a hood from above. I wonder if you would have listened. Would you have gave your life and been like me and followed Christ? I don't know. My only hope is that you made it. I keep in mind what if you were still alive, if I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. Yeah, I would have finally had an answer, and I'd have been the friend that you've always needed. Not just an actor that I left you when the punch went out and all the liquor's gone, sitting in that empty house. I'm not your homie dog, I'd like to show you something greater, so you would understand that you would see through his life. I'm a changed man. I would have loved to pray for you when your heart was heavy, like if you couldn't see your kids and your pockets empty. Man, I'd have told you that in Christ there was always hope, that you ain't gotta turn to the streets or the dope, that he's a specialist when it comes to miracles. You put your faith in him, anything is possible. And we ain't had to run around like we ain't had a clue, and when the trials got hard, we know what to do. I wish you was here so you could hear this rhyme. Maybe you would see the signs if I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. If I could rewind time. Yeah, man. It'd have just been cool to see you one more time, you know. To share that good news with you. To share what God has done in my life. Maybe just plant that seed, you know. But I'm no judge. I don't know if you made it in or if you didn't make it in.
Well, good evening and welcome to Christian Talk Radio at christiantalkradio.biz. I am your host, Melisha, and I'd like to welcome you to my show tonight.
This is a Bible study, and we do study the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, scripture by scripture, precept by precept, line by line, here a little and there a little.
If this is your first time joining me here at Christian Talk Radio, I'd like to welcome you to the show. I also would like to ask you to go to my website at www.christiantalkradio.biz.
I'm in the process of redoing my website, so if you go there, then it is still in the process of being redone. So if you cannot go on the website, please go to my YouTube channel at Christian Talk Radio at YouTube. Or you can go to my LinkedIn at Christian Talk Radio, or Twitter at Christian Talk Radio, or Tumblr at Christian Talk Radio, even Facebook at Christian Talk Radio. Either way, it's all about you getting the Word of God. It's all about studying the Word of God to show yourself approved unto Father God, a workman who needeth not to be ashamed, but who rightly divides the Word of truth. I said, but who rightly divides the word of truth? And we know, my brothers and my sisters, that the word of truth can be wrongly divided. As I talked to you last night about Ezekiel 23, and tonight we're going to go into Ezekiel 24. And you know, Father God was talking about how the children of Israel were being judged because of their disobedience and because of them worshiping idols and other things. And what happened is that he called them whores and prostitutes. He said that they were like their worse than their sister Sodom and Samaria. And he even says in Ezekiel 22:30, he says, I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should destroy it, but I found none. He said he tried to find a man that would stand in the gap so he wouldn't have to destroy the land, but he could not find one. And so I'm going to go into Ezekiel 24. And like I tell you, my brothers and my sisters, the Bible is a book of life. It has been prophesied already what is going on. It's been prophesied. I said it's been prophesied already what's going on today. Nothing has not been prophesied. Father God has told us what's going to happen. And what he's told us was going to happen is happening now, today, with all of the information that's been hacked. Federal government, IRS, been hacked. They said today that 4 million of federal government employees, current and past employees, sensitive information has been hacked. And it is this thing that is going on. It makes people weary. It makes people feel vulnerable because they don't know who's got their personal information and what they're going to do with it. But the Bible tells us that in the last days, perilous times shall come. When news flash, my brothers and my sisters, perilous times are already here. And what it's doing, the Bible is fulfilling itself. The Bible is fulfilling itself. It's prophesied these things are going to happen. The one world government, the mark of the beast, the Antichrist. All these things have to come to pass in order for the Bible to fulfill itself. I'm going to get into Ezekiel 24 tonight. I think I've been studying Ezekiel for about a month now, and every time I read it, it touches me something different that I never heard before, and it just explains to me a lot of things that were in the gray, that are in the light now, things that, and maybe for you too, things that you did not know that were in the Bible, that's part of the history of the Bible. What Father God wrote in the Old Testament, we never knew because we've never been taught it. So we never knew. That's why it's so important, my brothers and my sisters, to study the Word of God. Ezekiel 24 says, on the 10th day of the 10th month of the 9th year of our exile, the Lord spoke to me. Mortal man, he said. Mortal man, he said. Write down today's date, because this is the day that the king of Babylonia is beginning the siege of Jerusalem. Tell my rebellious people this parable that I, the sovereign Lord, have for them. Set the pot on fire and fill it up with water. Put in the best pieces of meat, the shoulders and the legs. Fill it with choice bony pieces too. Use the meat of the finest sheep. Pile the wood under the pot. Let the water boil the bones and the meat. This is what the sovereign Lord is saying. The sea of murderers is doomed. It is like a corroded pot that is never cleaned. Piece after piece of meat is taken out, and not one is left. there was murder in this, but the blood was not spilled on the ground where the dust could hide it. It was spilled on a bare rock. I have left the blood there where it cannot be hidden, for it demands angry revenge. This is what the Sovereign Lord is saying. The city of murderers is doomed. I myself will pile up the firewood. Bring more wood. Fan the flame. Cook the meat. Boil away the broth. Burn up the bones. Now set the empty bronze pot on the coals and let it get red hot. Then the pot will be ritually pure again after the corrosion is burned off. Although all that corrosion will not disappear in the flames. Jerusalem, your immoral actions have defiled you. Although I tried to purify you, you remained defiled. You will not be pure again until you have felt the full force of my anger. I, the Lord, have spoken. The time has come for me to act. I will not ignore your sins or show pity or be merciful. You will be punished for what you have done, the Sovereign Lord has spoken. The Lord spoke to me, mortal man, he said, with one blow, I'm going to take away the person you love most. You are not to complain or cry or shed any tears. Don't let your sobbing be heard. Do not go bareheaded or barefoot as a sign of mourning. Don't cover your face or eat the food that mourners eat. Early in the day, I was talking with the people. That evening, my wife died, and the next day, I did as I had been told. The people asked me, why are you acting like this? So I said to them, the Lord spoke to me and told me to give you Israelites this message. You are proud of the strength of the temple. You like to look at it and to visit it, but the Lord is going to profane it. And the younger members of your families who are left in Jerusalem will be killed in war. Then you will do what I have done. You will not cover your faces or eat the food that mourners eat. You will not go bareheaded or barefoot or mourn or cry. You will waste away because of your sins, and you will groan to one another. Then I will be a sign to you. You will do everything I have done. The Lord says that when this happens, you will know that he is the Sovereign Lord. The Lord said, now, mortal man, I will take away from them the strong temple that was their pride and joy, which they liked to look at and to visit. And I will take away their sons and daughters. And on that day that I do this, some who escaped the destruction will come and tell you about it. That same day, you will get back the power of speech which you had lost, and you will talk with them. And this way, you will be a sign to the people, and they will know that I am Lord. The Lord spoke to me, mortal man, he said, denounce the country of Ammon. Tell them to listen to what I, the Sovereign Lord, am saying. You were delighted to see my temple profaned, to see the land of Israel devastated, to see the people of Judah go into exile. Because you were glad, I will let the tribes from the eastern desert conquer you. They will set up their camps in your country and settle there. They will eat the fruit and drink the milk that should have been yours. I will turn the city of Rabbah into a place to keep camels and the whole country of Ammon will become a place to keep sheep, so that you will know that I am Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord is saying. You clap your hands and jump for joy. You just the land of Israel. Because you did, I will hand you over to other nations who will rob you and plunder you. I will destroy you so completely that you will not be a nation anymore. I have a country of your own. Then you will know that I am the Lord. The Sovereign Lord said, because Moab has said that Judah is like all the other nations, I will let the cities that defend the border of Moab be attacked, including even the finest city, Beth, Jeshimoth, Baal, Meon, and Tyrethiam. I will let the tribes of the eastern desert conquer Moab, together with Ammon, so that Moab will no longer be a nation. I will punish Moab, and they will know that I am the Lord. The Sovereign Lord said, the people of Edom took cruel revenge on Judah, and that revenge has brought lasting guilt on Edom. Now I announce that I will punish Edom and kill every person and animal there. I will make a wasteland from the city of Timon to the city of Dedan, and the people will be killed in battle. My people Israel will take revenge on Edom for me, and they will make Edom feel my furious anger. Edom will know what it means to be the object of my revenge. The Sovereign Lord has spoken. The Sovereign Lord said, the Philistines have taken cruel revenge on their age long enemies and destroyed them in their hate. And so I am announcing that I will attack the Philistines and wipe them out. I will destroy everyone left living there on the Philistine plain. I will punish them severely and take full revenge on them. They will feel my anger. Then they will know that I am the Lord. Then, all through Ezekiel, it tells how Father God goes up against other cities, against the city of Tyre, because what they were glad or they were excited about Jerusalem, how Jerusalem was being defiled. And so the Lord spoke to me and said in Ezekiel 26, mortal man, he said, this is what the people in the city of Tyre are cheering about. They shout, Jerusalem is shattered. Her commercial power is gone. She won't be our rival anymore. Now then, this is what I, the Sovereign Lord, am saying. I am your enemy, city of Tyre. I will bring many nations to attack you, and they will come like the waves of the sea. They will destroy your city walls and tear down your towers. Then I will sweep away all the dust and leave only a bare rock. Fishermen will dry their nets on it, there where it stands in the sea. I, the Sovereign Lord, have spoken. The nations will plunder Tyre, and with their swords they will kill those who live in her towns on the mainland. Then Tyre will know that I am the Lord. The Sovereign Lord says, I am going to bring the greatest king of all, King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia, to attack Tyre. He will come from the north with a huge army, with horses and chariots and with cavalry. Those who live in the towns on the mainland will be killed in the fighting. The enemy will dig ditches, build earthworks, and make a solid wall of shields against you. They will pound in your walls with battering rams and tear down your towers with iron bars. The clouds of dust raised by their horses will cover you. The noise of their horses pulling wagons and chariots will shake your walls that they pass through the gates of the ruined city. Their cavalry would storm through your streets, killing your people with their swords. Your mighty killers will be thrown to the ground. Your enemies will help themselves to your wealth and merchandise. I will put an end to all your songs, and I will silence the music of your harp. When you are being conquered, the people who live along the coast will be terrified at the screams of those who are slaughtered. All the kings of the sea, foreign nations, will come down from their thrones. And you know, also Ezekiel 26, it talks about how Father God will destroy the other cities. My brothers and my sisters, you need to study your Bible. You need to, if you don't know the Word of God, you need to get to know it. I said you need to get to know it. It is some words in here that you need to hear. Also, it is a book of life. It is a book of life. On the 12th day of the 10th month of the 10th year of our exile, the Lord spoke to me, and he said, "Mortal man, denounce the king of Egypt. Tell him how he and all the land of Egypt will be punished. Say that this is what the sovereign Lord is telling the king of Egypt. I am your enemy, you monster crocodile lying in the river. You say that the Nile is yours and that you made it. I'm going to put a hook through your jaw and make the fish in your river stick fast to you. Then I will pull you up out of the Nile with all the fish sticking to you. I will throw you and all those fish into the desert. Your body will fall on the ground and be left unburied. I will give it to the birds and the animals for food. Then all the people of Egypt will know that I am the Lord." The Lord says the Israelites relied on you Egyptians for support, but you were no better than a weak stick. When they leaned on you, you broke, pierced their armpits, and made them wrench their backs. Now then, I, the sovereign Lord, am telling you that I will have troops attack you with swords, and they will kill your people and your animals. Egypt will become an empty wasteland. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Because you said that the now is yours and you made it, I am your enemy and the enemy of your now. I will make all of Egypt an empty wasteland, from the city of Migdol in the north to the city of Aswan in the south, all the way to the Ethiopian border. No human being or animal will walk through it. For 40 years, nothing will live there. I will make Egypt the most desolate country in the world. For 40 years, the cities of Egypt will lie in ruins, ruins worse than those of any other city. I will make the Egyptians refugees. They will flee to every country and live among other peoples. The sovereign Lord says, after 40 years, I will bring the Egyptians back from the nations where I have scattered them. And I will let them live in southern Egypt, their original home. There, they will be a weak kingdom, the weakest kingdom of all, and they will never again rule other nations. I will make them so unimportant that they will not be able to bend any other nation to their will. Israel will never again depend on them for help. Egypt's fate will remind Israel how wrong it was to rely on them. Then Israel will know that I am the sovereign Lord. On the first day of the first month of the 27th year of our exile, the Lord spoke to me. "Mortal man," he said, "King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylonia launched an attack on Tyre. He made his soldiers carry
such heavy loads that their heads were rubbed bald and their shoulders were worn raw. But neither the king nor his army got anything for all their trouble. So now this is what I, the sovereign Lord, am saying. I am giving the land of Egypt to King Nebuchadnezzar. He will loot and plunder it and carry off all the wealth of Egypt as his army pay. I am giving him Egypt in payment for his services because his army was working for me. I, the sovereign Lord, have spoken. When that happens, I will make the people of Israel strong and let you, Ezekiel, speak out where everyone can hear you so that they will know that I am the Lord. If this Bible study has been a blessing to you, please share it with others. Tweet about it. Put it on your Pinterest, your Tumblr, your Blogger, your Gig, your Facebook, any other social media that you might be using. There are hundreds of them out there now. My brothers and my sisters, the Bible has prophesied that in the last days we will have perilous times. And newsflash, the perilous times are already here. I said perilous times are already here. You all have a blessed and wonderful evening. I'll get back with you tomorrow night, same time and same station. You be blessed.
All right, welcome to the label, man. Now, check this out, man. Listen, I know you're known for just being honest and transparent and all that good stuff, but listen, we ain't got no time for all that, man. That don't make no money. We need you to tell lies, lies, and more lies, man. It's all about selling out. Don't give the people what they need. Give them what they want, baby. Lie to these folks, man.
Cannon.
I'm on now. I can't even stand me. Look at me, mama. I'm known now. I got me a Grammy. Call Cammy, Kiana, and Tammy and tell them that I made it. Broke my heart in the seventh grade, so this is how I repay them. They say that money can't make you. They probably ain't making money. It made me richer than you, and it made me look at you funny. You don't really want it. You don't want no problems. Problems. The goons be like, whatever you need, dog, call me. So I be like, do, solve it. Money on his head, I put that boy under the water. I can't even rap like that, but insecurity would have me sounding whack like that. I already made it when I graduated from high school. Ain't validated cause I'm at the top of the iTunes. But I too was once a fool for nice shoes. Fight fool of dudes who do what I like to. But if I'm honest, on the other side of fame, it's the same stains in the latrine. You still can't buy love and ain't no way to buy off pain. That's why these rich folk blow out their brains. More insecure they are, the more they brag, advertising they pain. I don't want no parts of none of that thing. Oh wait, hold up. It's why I'm supposed to do something lyrical, miracle, metaphor, simile, onomatopoeia, on a period, use a peon, period. I dominate rap. I failed algebra and I ain't paid my property tax. Oh well, I got bars, family behind bars. Throw money at insecure women and fine cars. People stealing right under my nose and my taxes whack. But no need to worry, my accountant handles that. Right. I mean, what you expect? I do anything to gain your respect. Sell out.
Sell out.
Man, what you doing, man? You know, you started off good. You started telling the truth. We ain't got no time for that, man. This is Lie a Lot Records. We need you to tell more lies. Hello? Hello? Hey, where you going, man? Come back here, man.